Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Hey guys!
And me, unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk. Every episode, we're going to talk to you about some new products, some old favourites, and any new news you'd like to know about. I just want to say thanks to everyone who listened to the first episode.
Thanks, guys.
You are our favourite people. You're all on the Christmas card list. Disclaimer, I don't send Christmas cards, but you're on the list, which is amazing. And thanks for all of your tweets and your Facebook mentions and messages and Instagram likes. Come find us on social media. We'll leave the details down below. I assume there's a down below on a podcast.
Show notes.
Show notes.
Yes.
On the show
Everything
notes.
Will be in the show notes yes. that you need to know, guys. And share.
Yeah. And we'll mention it at the end.
Yes. But,
and if you are enjoying what you hear, presumably not so far because we're just rambling nonsense, but feel free to press subscribe on your iTunes or your SoundCloud or wherever you might be. We'd love to have you along every week. So starting with new news this week, we've
new
got
news.
A little bit of new news, not a ton of new news because we've both been quite busy, but we promise more new news in the future. But there are a couple of things we wanted to mention. One for me that I'm very excited about. So I love the Estee Lauder Revitalizing Supreme range. No, I didn't think I would. The first time someone gave it to me, I was quite offended and thought I was a nana. And I'm only a nana in spirit. And not necessarily an age, because it looks like it's quite an old range.
I think the Supreme range is really good. It's one of those, like the moisturizer especially, I always go back to in my pro yep. kit. So I like to think of it as a classic. That's yep. that's the best
that's nice.
Way to, a nice
Which
way
is something
to say
like
it.
My nan would have said.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not old, I'm a classic.
It's a classic.
Yeah, I love the moisturizer too. And if I'm using retinols or if I'm dry for whatever reason, I will always go
yeah.
to that because I know it's going to look after my face.
Yes.
And I love the Revitalizing Supreme Global Anti-Aging Wake-Up Balm. Again, too long.
Too long a name.
Estee Lauder. but I do love that. And I know that's a massive blogger favorite. I saw Ruth on A Model Recommends writing about that. I've featured it on my Hello blog and in a couple of Facebook videos. Massive fan. And it's not cheap. It's £46, $62, but it's
yeah.
very, very effective skincare as well as
yeah.
a wake-up balm.
Yeah.
So very exciting news. There's a brand extension going on right now. They have added an anti-aging cell power eye gelée.
Oh, a gelée.
Yeah, it's a gelée. It's actually a cream. It's legitimately a cream. And this is $55, £40. So it's not cheap. It's not, if you're 20 and you have perfect skin, you don't need it. But if
yeah.
you're getting older, you need a bit of brightness under the eye area. You need something that's really going to take care of your eyes. I really love it. It's a decent amount of product. It's in one of those really cool pen formats
yeah.
that's got a squeezy
tip. Eye
creams
always last ages anyway.
Yeah.
I always think you use such a small amount under
well,
the eye.
Well, I do
eye.
Feel like I've been burning through this one a little bit because I love
oh,
it so much because
okay.
it's very brightening and
yeah.
it's got the metal tip, so it's so soothing to apply.
That's nice before you put makeup
yeah.
on.
And
yeah,
and I even, I had a male friend, not a gentleman caller, there's a difference, but a male
a
friend,
male friend.
come to visit and we were going out and he wanted something under the eyes to brighten a little bit because
oh,
we'd
nice.
Possibly been out already that week.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't got any Touche Eclat. Felt like such a fraud. And I gave him this and he loved it.
Yeah.
So it's such a good one. It's just as brightening.
Can you keep it in the fridge as well, do you think? So that the metal
yeah,
tip is like
the metal
cooler.
Tip, that would make the metal tip cooler. I'm not sure it would affect the cream because it is
okay.
a cream, not a gel or a serum.
Got you.
I don't think it would impact the delivery at all, but yeah, it would make the metal tip even cooler. It's lovely.
Yeah.
It's really
cool.
nice. So that's, if you're looking for something to wake up the eye area, that's what that is. That's what that's for.
So other new beauty news is that Ciate, who have created their award-winning Liquid Velvet, which is their liquid lipstick, they've actually added 7 new shades to the brand. So you've got your high impact matte color, lip conditioning ingredients, very long wear, non-sticky, moisturizing, and really long-lasting. So there are 7 new shades of those available. So definitely check those out if you're into your liquid lipsticks.
Yeah, the new shades are, there's 6 neutrals, right? There's 6
yeah.
neutrals and a brand new red. And I do love the color of the red.
It's very tomatoey, which
very,
is nice.
Yeah, it makes
yeah.
a change.
Yeah.
It does mix it up a little bit. I'm not a liquid lip person. And yes. I'm not necessarily a neutrals person because I've got quite small lips. And yeah. I do feel like they just makes it vanish in my mouth, and also flashback to the 90s, yeah. which makes me sad.
I feel like the only liquid lipstick shade that I tend to use in my pro kit on myself is anything that is that tomatoey red or yeah. like an orangey red.
And you
feel
like it's going to stick.
Yeah. And you've got the statement like power of that full coverage. Yeah. And that is really good.
And the original red that they had in this collection
is really nice.
What I tried out when I originally tried the lip velvets. And I remember posting on social media that I really enjoyed that.
Okay, cool.
So if you're a fan, there's a bunch more.
Yeah, check
those
boots. Out.
Fill your boots. And on the reds, topic of reds, I just mentioned this to Harry, and hopefully one of you can help me out. I don't know if anyone's watching the current series of Girls. Some people are. It says so on the internet.
No spoilers, don't worry.
No spoilers. But there was a recent episode, I think it was a couple of weeks ago now, and Jessa was wearing a red lipstick. With like a white silk shirt and a black
bottom.
She was playing producer Jessa, and she decided to channel her power through a red lip,
and it worked.
It was so amazing.
Such a good color.
It was so. It was such a statement and like an advert for red yeah. lipstick.
I'm guessing Ruby Woo by MAC. That's my guess if I had to. But if anyone else thinks you know yeah. or have any legitimate guesses, let us know
at Full Coverage Pod on Twitter. Shout me out immediately because I need it on my face.
Lindsay needs to know.
I want it on my face. I loved it so much. Man. So completely, let's turn around from red lipstick.
Let's turn around.
We've got something important to talk to you about today, yep. guys. It's a really hot button topic that yes. I feel strongly about.
Yes. And we had such an amazing response from you guys when we kind of like, you did a really cool little, what do you call them?
I did a little Twitter poll.
Twitter poll,
that's
the one.
And a little Facebook feedback.
And it was and quite impressive.
It was incredible. I feel like whenever I do a Twitter poll or ask people for information on Facebook, you get a few replies and people are kind of interested.
Yeah.
This one, literally hundreds of responses.
Yeah.
So that's how we decided we were definitely going to talk about this. We are talking about gym makeup.
Yeah.
Makeup at the gym. So I think it's fair to say we're both perhaps not fitness enthusiasts, but enthusiastic.
We go to the gym.
We go to the gym.
We can say that much, that we partake in exercise.
Yeah. I train a couple of times a week. I go to an Equinox or an Equinox. I don't know which it is.
I've gone back to running outside, but it is such an interesting topic. And we'd love to hear from you guys as well what your thoughts on the subject are, because I think you yourself, Lindsay, how do you feel about it? Is it something you would do? Do you wear makeup?
I train twice a week with a trainer because I'm that lazy. If I don't go.
Got you.
And I've had a back injury, so I've been trying to rehab the back injury with the trainer.
Yeah.
And I say it's an Equinox, so it's relatively fancy. It's not the fanciest one, but it's a nice gym. And it can be quite intimidating. When I first started going, I'm not a skinny person, and my vision of a gym person is all those Fitspo girls on Instagram that terrify the bejesus out of me.
Yeah.
And in my gym, there's definitely a lot of that.
Yes.
So I definitely feel as though I need something on my face to walk out the door.
Okay.
But the weird thing for me is I don't put makeup on after I exercise. So it's I know it's totally a psychological thing because I feel rubbish. So I'll put on just a tinted moisturizer. I really like the Urban Decay One and Done. Or
And have you always worn makeup to the gym? Or do you feel like it's something you've just started to do recently?
I used to work out just with a bunch of girls and I never did.
Yeah.
But going to the Equinox with the Fitspo, the Fitspo models, I can't walk in without it. I don't know why. But yeah, I'll use a tinted moisturizer. I'll use the most pointless makeup ever to walk into a gym, like a cream blush, because you're about to sweat all of it off, and then a waterproof mascara, because if I don't use mascara, I've got no eyes.
Got
so
you.
I'm fine with that. But and then lip balm. But and then when I've worked out, I feel so pumped and amped and awesome
that I generally don't
put anything back on. I'll moisturize when I leave, whatever. And I'll go to the supermarket. I'll do errands on the way home.
Yeah.
Barefaced, which is insane because I would never just go to the supermarket barefaced either.
It's interesting.
It weirds me out psychologically that I need it to walk into the gym.
Yeah.
But then I don't have anything afterwards. What about you?
I'm trying to sort of think back from when I first sort of started exercising, I guess in public or at gyms, you know, like, I mean, nowadays I tend to run outside. That's kind of what I'm enjoying doing at the moment, but it always changes. And I know from when I have been in gyms and I see the Fitspo girls or girls who, you know, perhaps are wearing what I would consider a lot of makeup.
Yes.
I do find it really intriguing and I can't help but sort of watch and, you know, the way, you know, I think in terms of expressing yourself, that's totally cool. And I totally get it. But for me, it's never made me want to do it. I've got to say, I feel like so when I see those girls at the gym and, you know, no judgment, if it makes them feel good, then totally respect to you.
And they do feel good.
Yeah, they look amazing. For me, my honest answer is I'm too lazy. That's my honest answer because I will sweat it all off. Yeah. And I think I've really come to accept that when I work out, I look like a blueberry. Like I really do. My face is beetroot red blue. Like it's what I look like. And I think as well for me, I give myself, it's my kind of time when I can be messy and dirty. And I'm actually a very controlling person in my day-to-day life. So I think for me, it's good for me to like let myself just fully go when I'm at the gym, be a hot sweaty mess.
And the majority of people we talked to online agreed with you. The majority of people I got responses from said not at all.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I cowered in a corner and was like, how do I become as confident as you? There was a decent amount of people. It was about 50% said absolutely none. And then about 40% probably said a smidge, which is my camp, which is tinted moisturizer.
I mean, I'll put
mascara.
Lip balm on if my lips are dry, for example, but it's functional. I'm just too lazy. But I know when I see those girls, it does. I don't know if it's that I'm impressed or I'm in awe, but I do notice it and I'm kind of like, wow, they look amazing. Yeah. But in my head, I'm just like, they should be going out somewhere. They look too good for
gym. I told you that one time I went to the gym, which, you know, this will speak to the 10% of people that responded with full face. They didn't want a full face at the gym. And I was about to go and work out with my trainer and there was a girl getting ready in the changing rooms and I was like, God, her makeup is amazing. And she was perfect eyebrows, perfect makeup. And she was doing concealer under her eye with a beauty blender with them.
Wow.
And she'd gone to moisten it in the sink and come
amazing.
Back.
Amazing.
And I was like, you are such a pro. I want to hug you and I want to know you and I want to know where you're going after this. And then when I got out onto the floor, she was out on the floor lifting.
Yeah.
And she'd done that to go onto the gym floor and she wasn't recording and there was no one there. And I was just like, God, I'm genuinely fascinated as to what makes you want to do a full face to lift weights.
I wonder as well if it's because I don't go to the gym every day. So maybe if like my life revolved working out as part of my work, then maybe it would be something I'd include more into my daily routine.
And I wonder if I do wonder how much of it is influenced by social media. You know, this is how you should look to work out now.
Totally. And when, like we said, the whole Fitspo, like I'm doing air commas, you know, that the Fitspo thing, it is very much, you know, it's a very edited look, you know, what you see on social media.
Absolutely. And my trainer, he did tell me that he will do at least three times a day. He will have to hold a phone and video someone doing like two squats.
Yeah.
And I was just like, can I do two squats please, Josh? And I was roundly told no.
Yes.
So, but it's so fascinating to me. And because, you know, this is a huge thing and it turns out hundreds of you felt passionately about wearing makeup to the gym, it's no surprise that the brands have cottoned onto this.
Definitely.
And there are multiple brands now coming out with gym specific makeup, which was the first thing that just blew my mind. Because like, what on earth are you thinking? No one wears makeup at the gym, which is how I got thinking. And I was like, oh, it turns out loads
there's
of
a big
people
market
are wearing
for it.
It. Huge market. So I think the biggest brand that are making something very specific right now is Tarte. And Tarte, I don't know if you follow their Snapchats, their Instagram lives. One of the girls on there, Deanna, who, shout out to Deanna, not listening, but I love her. And she got engaged and I was very excited, felt very involved in her life. But she's really into fitness and health and she will often show us her workouts and show us when she's going to work out. And she showcased a lot of this range and I immediately ran out to Sephora and bought the gym bag grabs kit, which were trial sizes of the Fresh Eyes wipes. Then a full-size lifted mascara, a little lip drench, which I've got before actually, and I love, and a mini Brighter Days moisturizer. And I had really, really high hopes because I love Tarte. I think it's great products. They do what they say on the tin 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Big fan. Gotta say, was a little bit let down.
Yeah, you said the mascara didn't quite perform.
Yeah, the mascara is the lifted sweat-proof mascara, and it's a brown-black, so it's very natural looking to start with.
Yes.
Which I feel like I'm not sure where that lands.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Because the Fitzpo girls aren't looking natural.
No, they're not looking natural. There's a lot of highlighter on the end of the nose.
Exactly. Not for the gym. So it's very natural. And then it does say it's sweatproof. It doesn't claim to be waterproof. But I wore it through a workout that was just a training. It wasn't swimming, it wasn't cardio. We did a little bit of cardio at the end, but it was mostly weights and resistance work, and it was all over my face.
Yeah.
And I was heartbroken. But then I used the Fresh Eyes wipes to get it off, and they didn't.
Yeah.
So two of the products were literally not doing what they were supposed to do. The Bright Days moisturizer is a highlighting moisturizer. This one confuses me a little bit.
I said the same. I kind of feel like if you're at the gym, I mean, the whole point of the Brighter Days is that it's like got that slight dewy sort of finish.
Yeah. And it's kind of beautiful on natural skin.
If you weren't going to the gym.
Yeah.
But for the gym, do you want to look even more sweaty? I guess if you want to kind of do 10 sit-ups and pretend you've done 100, that's perfect. A great cheat.
Yeah. Dewy stick from CRT, get that on you.
Exactly.
You are done.
But do you want to look more sweaty, I guess?
No, my whole point of putting makeup on to go into the gym is to make it look like I'm a human before I start.
Yeah, I think that's I see what they're trying to do, and I like the idea, but I think maybe if you're going to do a mascara aimed at people who work out, I think you want waterproof, not smudge proof. You want if you want me to wear it and it not go all over my face, we need waterproof.
And we have a winner to talk about in a little while.
Yes, we do.
We do, which is good to know. But and then the last part was the nude lip drench, which is really pretty. It's a very minty, hydrating lip, but didn't feel like it was as... I feel like this is a product that already exists in their line. I just dropped.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of thrown in to put a lip product into
in
the
there,
kit.
That's
and
it.
I do love those. I actually genuinely love the lip drenches.
Well, I love
really
the top
pretty
mascaras normally. I like all that in terms of like normal wear. I really like their mascaras.
But I think this is a trend we're going to see going on. There's another couple of indie brands I know that are doing gym specific.
Sports FX, they're doing aiming at the more high street as well, so making it more affordable.
Primark have brought out a bunch of products. I think there's a lip liner, an eyeliner, a concealer. And that I found really interesting, because if Primark have jumped on the trend, you know
it's
real.
Happening.
We haven't actually got the Primark products because we're based in the US. So if any of you have tried those Primark workout products,
let us know.
Because I'm fascinated. I'm genuinely interested to see where it's going, and I'm genuinely interested to see which of these are going to end up on my face, because I did run out, literally ran to get the Tarte product because they had like two left in Sephora. And one of those is mine. Back away.
So it even shows you how well it was selling then. There was only two left. That's amazing.
They still have it online. I think it was $29. It was $29. And the full size mascara was something like $15. So I was like, well, I may as well get this and get the travel size wipes. And
So you get a bit more for your money.
But
Well, that leads on quite well to our next product that we've both been testing out this week.
Yeah, this is our highlight of the week.
This is the highlight of the week. And I feel like it's done so well. It's gone above and beyond. And you guys, if anyone reads my blog or watches my channel, you will know that my mascara issues are real. Panda Eyes Central is where I'm at most of the time. Most waterproof mascaras on me do not end up being waterproof. That might not be the mascara's fault. Maybe I just have difficult eyes, but I feel like I'm a really good one to test out waterproof mascaras. Harriet,
difficult eyes, Hadfield.
Difficult eyes.
that's your gang name.
That's my gang name.
Oh, it's difficult eyes. Give it difficult to difficult eyes. She'll sort it out. That'd be amazing. No, I have the same problem. One of my very first blog posts like 10 years ago was that my blog was the search for a mascara that didn't rub off onto my chipmunk cheeks.
Yeah, it's just under my eyes. I feel like it doesn't matter what concealer I use. I just find that, especially throughout the day, and sometimes for me it's like within 2 hours, I just get that like under shadow from mascara that's just worked
and
its
you
way
just
down.
Like you're a junkie.
Yeah, I've tried putting my moisturizer on like 2 hours before I do my makeup. I've tried everything that in my head I know I would tell someone else to do. You know, and like I said, I do feel like I have to be honest in that there are mascaras that I use on other people that work fine. So I do appreciate difficult eyes, Harry. It's my thing. But it does mean that, you know, there'll be other people like me out there who also struggle.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us, Harry, tell us all about it.
Okay, well, it is the Bourjois Volume Reveal Waterproof. That is the hero product we're talking about today. Da-da-da-da. I've seen a couple of YouTubers and bloggers talking about this product, and I'd kind of been meaning to try it out for a while. And lovely Lindsay, bless her, had come back from the UK recently and very kindly brought me one to try. And it was love.
Isn't it amazing?
It works. It actually is waterproof on me. It's affordable, which is great.
Yeah, I think it's $8.99.
Yeah. So
I've got them on buy one, get one half off.
Gotta love the drugstore. There's always some kind of offer there. Yeah. You get a mirror on the packaging, which I think
actually
is
helpful.
Yeah, it's a nice little kind of gimmicky thing, which I like. The brush I would describe as kind of a plasticky bristle, but it also separates as well as being volumizing, and it layers really nicely.
Yeah, it does.
But it doesn't give me panda eyes, and
it's magical.
So happy.
Yeah, and I haven't got any more, the non-waterproof version. And I've got to say, not as good.
Really?
It doesn't give the impact.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about the waterproof black that's different to the regular black, but the impact in the regular isn't there.
Because sometimes that's the opposite way, isn't it?
Yeah,
sometimes the waterproof
versions
are more watery.
And it's genuinely, truly waterproof. I've worn this through workouts. I'm wearing it now, and I worked out this morning, and
that's
I had a shower and washed my hair, and it's still there. Not with 100% of the impact that it had on Fresh, but it's still there defined and amplifying my eyelashes. And I wore it to swim in this weekend, and I wore it to swim.
That's amazing.
A couple of weeks ago, and it's flawless. Like it's got a chlorine pool and a salt water pool.
Wow.
It's
that's like every
mother.
Kind of water
it's a
tested.
Bad mother. Yeah, it's amazing. I love it so much. And do you know, this is so bad, but do you know why I first bought it?
Because it had blue writing on a black background.
Oh,
and you like
no,
that.
I'm even worse. I bought it to compare the size of it to the packaging of the Hourglass Seamless foundation. Because it's almost identical.
It is really similar.
It's
actually,
a big
the
old
shape.
Chunky triangle package.
Oh yeah.
And the Hourglass Seamless foundation stick, because I was really disappointed with how much product you got in that, because it's so tiny. I was like, you can get a mascara that's the same size. That's how sad and spiteful I am in my own private life.
Well, we also said with this as well, the nice thing is that it doesn't hurt when you go to take it off, because that's the other thing I've found in the past is that some waterproof mascaras, you put them on and they're great, but it comes taking them off and you're like, oh my goodness, even my oil-based remover is not getting
it's
this off.
There.
And
it's on the pillow the next day instead.
We both said this comes off when you want it to come off very easily and it doesn't hurt your eyes. So it gets a massive 10 out of 10. It's a win.
Love it. Go get it. Fill your boots. Buy extras because we need some more.
Yeah. I'm going to get extra when I go back to the UK.
I'm very excited. So my highlight of this week's episode, Harry likes this one. Harry enjoys this one.
This made me chuckle.
I saw this in Sephora last week and I could not buy it. And I'm on a no skincare because I've got so much skincare right now I need to. And my skin's been a nightmare. So I'm trying not to try out too much stuff. But I couldn't not get it. It's called the J1 Jelly Pack. And I will read you the front of the packaging, which says dramatic firming skin with improved elasticity and pore smoothing. It is Japanese, so some of it, the English translation on the packaging isn't
tricky.
That great. A true multitasking makeup gripper that combines a morning mask, lifting treatment and primer all in one, the unique jelly texture helps to quickly and effectively penetrate the skin to deliver moisture for depleted skin while firming the skin upon gentle patting, creating a smooth, flawless canvas for makeup. There's some awkward hyphenation in there.
There's
a missing
lot
hyphenation.
Of innuendo in there as well.
There's
when you see the packaging,
lot of
guys.
Innuendo. So, as you may or may not have decided, guess, Harry decided this just looks like lube.
It really does. I'm sorry.
No, I know, and you're not wrong. I mean, it does look like lube. It looks like fancy lube. It looks like the kind of fancy lube that like a fancy women's magazine wants you to leave out on your nightstand and not be ashamed of.
Exactly. It's nightstand like friendly.
Lilo or something. Like, it's like, don't be ashamed of your lube, ladies. This is beautiful packaging. And it is beautiful packaging, but it does look like lube. But it's not, as far as I can tell. No. It is a clear jelly substance that hydrates your skin. And when you first put it on, it feels like glue.
Yeah,
it feels
it's very interesting texture. I don't think I can think of anything to compare it
to. No, me either. And that's why I had to get it. And I mean, the first ingredient obviously is water, but then there's rosemary in it. There's chamomile in it. There's all kinds of root and there's daffodil in it. Have you ever put daffodil on your face? I have. Ask me how. But it feels really great. And then once you actually start to pat it in, it does sort of liquefy and vanish immediately. And I was like, well, I can't really see that it's doing anything or feel that it's doing anything. I did it for a night out. I didn't do it in the morning, in fairness. I did it for a night out before I did a full face. And I couldn't believe how well it worked.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it is a makeup gripper. And that's how it was marketed in Sephora. The little shelf talker says makeup gripper. So I did Tarte Rainforest of the Sea, which is pretty medium to high coverage, buffed it in with a Zoeva buffer. And when I got in at 1 o'clock, I was too tired to do a full cleanse. So I did a wipe and then a balm. Don't look at me like
that. A balm? No, I'm no judgment. It was a night out. It's fine.
I did double cleanse, but the first cleanse was a wipe. All my makeup was still on.
That's amazing.
And I hadn't taken powder out with me because I had my tiny handbag.
Yeah.
So it was literally just the foundation was still on hours later after a night out dancing and like carousing around Hollywood.
And how do you describe your skin type, Lindsay, for anyone who's kind of interested in...
My skin, it's oily, but it's dehydrated. So I definitely get an oily T-zone. And I used to think, I was like, oh, I'm combination. But I'm not combination. I've got oily skin, but it's very dehydrated. Aged and abetted by the fact I live in a desert.
Yeah.
Because California is very dry. So the dehydration is real. But so is the oil.
Yeah.
Deal with that product. They can't. Yeah. So I am a huge fan of this. You can, I couldn't find a UK stockist, but you can buy it on Sephora and they do ship to the UK.
Yeah.
Genuinely like fascinating and not entirely necessary in the slightest, but so much fun.
Yeah.
And I massively recommend it. Lube for your face.
Lube for your face.
J1 jelly pack. Makeup gripper. It's actually the opposite of lube.
It is. It's the exact opposite of lube.
You wouldn't. I mean, don't put it anywhere near anywhere you might put lube.
No, we both said you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll leave that to your imagination. Leave that there.
Don't put it anywhere you might put lube.
Yes.
But do put it
on your face. It's great on the face.
Slap it on your chops. Pat it in. Your makeup's going nowhere. Moving on.
Yeah. Okay. So my other favorite for the week and my highlight of choice is a new one by lovely Monica Blunder and Dr. Barbara Sturm. They have brought out an anti-aging primer. And primer is one of those things that I've really come to love more. We were saying this earlier, the past year, I'm really into it. I really see how it benefits my clients. I even like mixing primers. So I'll use, an oil removing primer down the T-zone and then maybe, it's like a pore, something to kind of fill in pores where it needs it.
Sad, dehydrated and oily
skin. Yeah. I find it really, really helps. And I love Monica's philosophy of skin and how she does makeup. For anyone who doesn't know Monica Blunder, we'll link her in the show notes. Yep. She's an incredible makeup artist and works with lots of celebrities and the carpets. And her whole philosophy of makeup really is, and the same with Dr. Barbara Sturm, is that, you have to have beautiful skin before you can have beautiful makeup, which is my own philosophy really as well with makeup. So it's got hyaluronic acid, it's rich in antioxidants, it's got a lovely pearl pigment, which gives it like a subtle sheen. So for any ladies who like the dewy skin look or want your skin to look super healthy and nourished, I think you'll really like this primer. And I like that it doesn't feel silicone-y. It's got that lovely, it feels like skincare. Yeah. So it feels very nourishing to the skin.
To it.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. And it's available at the minute exclusively on Net-a-Porter. So I absolutely love that. And I'm very proud of Monica. I think she's done such a good job.
Monica. And thanks for giving me an excuse to get on Net-a-Porter.
Yeah, sorry.
Shop a little bit. I mean, you've got to have a look around. You can't buy one thing. You've got to have a look around. I'm
rude not
for
to.
Shipping. I mean, please. I'm only human. that's it from us this week. You can see more of Harry Difficult Eyes Hadfield at harrymakesitup.com, and you can find my books, because when I'm not prattling on, I should mention that's what author. I do. I'm an author, allegedly. You can find my books where all good books are sold. We won't mention the bad ones this week. Leave the bad ones alone. And you can find full coverage on all the usual social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search full coverage podcast and up we will pop. We would love to hear from you. Please do get in touch.
And for all the products mentioned today and any kind of tips and advice, make sure you check the show notes as well, where you can find details of stockists, etc. And please share our little podcast. We're really enjoying doing for you guys, and hope you come listen to the next one.
I think that's it. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.